Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Huge announcement that I actually never thought would happen. We'll go through the ADP reports, what's going on with jobs, what's going on with wages. We'll talk about bond yields, aka mortgages. We'll talk about a consumer survey done by Morgan Stanley. And of course, we will break down the latest Fed speak. Folks, I am extremely excited for this huge announcement, but I will hold it to the end. And we will actually go through the top five things in reverse order, just for fun. So let's talk about Fed speak. We've had three Fed presidents speak in the last 24 hours, at least three that I know of. Let's go with the one I read this morning, Rafael Bostic. Rafael Bostic has been out historically talking about potentially two rate cuts this year. He is now saying one, and most importantly, he is starting to put time. He is saying it will probably be late Q4, because again, if I look at the calendar and I look at their opportunities to cut rates, it's really going to boil down to December as the first rate cut in this cycle. I do find it interesting that still to this date, no Fed president is talking about going higher. I, for one, don't think they have to go higher, but I sure would like them to threaten to go higher. Hopefully that makes sense. On top of Rafael Bostic, we got updates from Loretta Mester. Loretta Mester is out saying, I expect rate cuts in 2024. I think the neutral rate is 3%. That is actually an increase. Loretta Mester has been historically thinking the neutral rate, the balancing act by the Fed, was more like 2.5. So again, the Mester is raising the neutral rate. That doesn't mean much now, but it does put a floor under how low the Fed will go on this rate cutting cycle. In addition to that, Loretta Mester has said pretty clearly, no rate cut in May, no rate cut in May. Yes, folks, no rate cut in May. There is simply not enough data between here and there to potentially talk about that. So, and then finally, Mary Daly. Mary Daly, perhaps the opposite of Bostic, says that, you know what, I still feel that three rate cuts are the very reasonable for 2024. But she did kind of give it a soft play. She indicated that nothing is guaranteed, basically saying, hey, folks, I know you've looked at the dot plot. I know you've looked at all of this. But hey, don't take that as gospel. So again, folks, we need to watch the Fed. Specifically, I'm looking for, does anybody talk higher? Not so far. Does anybody put timing on it? Bostic talking Q4. Daly saying not May. So we are starting to get our bearings for that first rate cut. On top of that, let's talk about a consumer survey. Consumer survey done by Morgan Stanley. They went out and surveyed 2,000 U.S. consumers across income scales. And I don't know if this data is surprising, but it's certainly relevant for us to look at. Morgan Stanley says still 64% of those surveyed. So again, if you're talking 2,000, what would that be? That would be 1,280. So 1,280 folks are still concerned about inflation, specifically rising prices. You can't get away from that. It's all in the news. Again, we are in an inflationary environment. There are certainly some disinflation, maybe a little bit of deflation. But yes, folks, inflation is still the top concern. I am reminded consistently on this channel that we have an election coming up in November. I suspect if inflation is still that concerning, that this might boil down to, I think it was George Bush, might have been Bill Clinton, at least in my adult life, that said, hey, it's the economy, stupid. So again, We shall see as we get there. But yes, inflation is still a concern. Seems to be that way for the last 2.5 years. I found the next one interesting. The next most concerning element for 2,000 U.S. consumers was actually the political environment. I don't know about you, but the political environment certainly isn't in my top 10. I think they all suck. They are all out for their own special interest. All they want to do is spend money. They don't want to solve any real problems. But hey, 47% of folks say the political environment is most concerning. That is interesting. Perhaps most interesting, and this next fact is why I'm reporting on this survey. It indicated the highest income earners. So in this survey, you were considered high income if you were over 150 grand a year. In this survey, those folks that made more than 150 grand a year, 60 were concerned about the political environment. Why is that important? Folks, I've consistently tried to remind you, the high income earners in our economy, whether we like it or not, whether we think it is fair or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is they are the ones with discretionary money left over at the end of the month that they can choose to save, hoard, or spend. And historically speaking, and I see no reason why it would be different today, if you are a high income earner and you are concerned about something on the near horizon, and yes, folks, November is the near horizon, you will pull back. You might buy less Teslas. Did anybody see Tesla's delivery numbers yesterday? Yuck. You might buy less high-end clothing. Did you see the sales of Gucci or RVH, which I think is Calvin Klein and somebody else? Again, we are starting to see signs, in my opinion, that the wealthy, the rich, the high income earners are throttling back expenditures. Now, in fairness, if you are an economist, that is one opinion. The other one might be they are trading down. So instead of buying Gucci, they're buying Coach. Instead of buying Tesla, they're buying Ford. I think either of those are possible. I think both of those would warrant a rather in-depth discussion, but I think it is clear that the high-income earners, the wealthy, the rich, are nervous, more nervous about the future now than they have been in any time in the last 2 years, maybe except Q1 of 2020. We have to watch this. This will impact earnings. This will impact expectations. So I'll be watching, as I hope you will as well. Let's get into bond yields, i.e. mortgages. Folks, I broke the story Monday morning. Monday morning, 7 o'clock daily financial news. I said interest, the bond yield on the 10-year is ripping, going higher, which means the bonds are getting less value. But again, I'm worried about yields. Why do I worry about yields? Because yields influence mortgages. And as a real estate channel, we've got to watch mortgages. I called for it Monday morning that rates would be over 7. They are. Folks, rates are racing again today. That's really 3 days in a row with only, I don't know. The more and more I look at the data, I guess you could see a reinflation going. We will get into that in a minute with the ADP report. But yeah, there's not been a lot of net change. The Fed hasn't talked about going higher. But again, the 10-year note has gone up significantly all week today, continued. That will take mortgage rates higher. I am still sitting here telling you that I think mortgage rates over 7 is a good thing. Boy, does that piss some of you off. Some of you are really angry that I think 7% mortgage rates is good. Well, let me explain one more time why I think 7% mortgage rates are good. To be clear, I do not think they are good long term. What I do think they are is a governor to a potentially horrible outcome for housing. What would that look like? A horrible outcome for housing would be interest rates, as Barbara Corcoran talks about, falling 100 basis points to say 5.99. The marginal demand unleashed would be gigantic. To be fair To be fair, marginal supply would also be released. I am of the opinion that marginal demand would dwarf any new supply, and thus we would potentially see, as Barbara Corcoran talks about, a 10%, and I would argue possibly 15% run in housing. We do not have enough entry-level homes. It is just a fact. And if you unleash marginal demand, the consumer who feels like they're getting a deal, you know when 599 feels great? When you're used to 8. We would see consumers go on tilt, which would be the worst outcome, in my opinion, for housing. You would have a lot of new buyers do anything they could to get a house. They would overpay, they would downselect, they would go lower in quality. It would be a complete mess. To be fair, it would feel great. It would feel awesome for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And then in the next recession, we would have a come to Jesus meeting and it would get ugly quickly. I do not want a housing bubble. I do not want to see consumers on tilt. I have seen consumers on tilt. It is not a good feeling because again, you get buyer's remorse, bad life happens, just it's a complete mess. So that is why I think rates at 7 are good. 7% is good. It's just enough to slow it down. It doesn't stop, it doesn't freeze. It just takes some of the pressure off, which I think is a good thing. But if you want to hate on me because 7% is too expensive for you to buy, that's okay. You can hate on me. I'm thinking down the line, not just today. So let's talk about ADP report. Remember, folks, we get 3 jobs numbers this week. We got JOLTS report yesterday, which was basically blah. We get ADP report today, which I'll talk about in a minute. And then on Friday, we get the labor report, which is the big one. Friday is the big one. ADP, what do we got? What do we got? ADP report added 184,000 jobs above expectations. Also, important to note that February was revised higher. Yes, folks, I said higher, not lower. We have had a historically horrible run of labor numbers being revised lower. I will reiterate that again. The February jobs number for ADP was revised higher. I do that because it breaks trend. I think we had like 9 revised lower in a row. It was pretty bad. So again, 184,000 jobs created. Again, it's an okay number. However, this might be why bond yields are going higher today. If you look in ADP report, we are starting to see early signs of wage pressure again. Yes, folks, we saw folks that were in the job, wages rise 5.1%. That is going up. We now have a clear uptrend in wages. I think it started the trend at 4.8. We are now at 5.1. It's 3 or 4 months in a row. Wages are going up. Now, in the short term, that's not horrible. In fact, having real wage growth is a good thing. But if wage growth is growing because of some supply, demand, whatever, it could be a sign that inflation is going to get stickier because, again, wages are the biggest component of services. And we'll talk about services and goods in a minute. So, again, wages were up 5.1%, you know, good or bad, it is what it is. Leisure and hospitality won the month, which is probably not be a surprise, 63,000 created. Construction down negative 33,000. This is probably not surprising to anybody who watches this channel, given what we've talked about, multifamily, really rolling over, finishing the project, not starting anything new. Interestingly, when you talk about services and goods, when you look at the 184,000 jobs, 142,000 of those were services oriented, and we added 42,000 in goods. So both sectors are growing. Have another update on multifamily finding equilibrium. Remember, folks, in order for commercial real estate, office and multifamily, we need more transactions. We need price discovery. When you have transactions down 84%, you have no price discovery. we are starting to get price discovery. Most recently, a Chicago apartment building. Folks, if you want to look this up, the address is 850 North Lakeshore Drive. 850 North Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. It was sold for it was originally purchased for $140 million. Yeah, that's a big property. It was just sold for $80 million. They took a 43% haircut. Folks, I'm telling you, multifamily, syndicators, value add, all of this short-term IO stuff we have talked about, there is a lot of pain coming. This Chicago apartment building is one of the early ones. We are probably into the second inning, if I were to use a baseball analogy or sports analogy with you. If you don't know baseball, there are 9 innings usually, so we're in the second. But yes, it appears we're finally getting price discovery. I think we talked about 2 office buildings yesterday. I think one was like 84% off. So again, lots of stuff going on. We did get some update on U.S. auto sales. Not only was Tesla down, 9%, 10% yesterday in deliveries. It looks like the entire U.S. auto sales market was up 5% year on year. This goes to the idea of a rolling recession. Remember, housing, the most impacted by interest rates. Auto sales, second most impacted by interest rates. I find it interesting that auto sales are up 5% year on year, even with higher rates. One thing of note is EV, electric vehicle growth, is slowing dramatically. So maybe this is not a Tesla problem. Maybe this is an EV problem. Don't know, don't care. I don't play with cult-based stocks like Tesla. But again, it's very interesting. The other thing to point out is new vehicle inventory. Inventory on lots is at the highest in 3 years. So my question, looking at that situation, is when do auto dealers start cutting prices, buying down rates, just like home builders? And could that be some deflation? Yes, deflation, not only disinflation, but deflation in the used car and new car market. We shall see going forward. All right, now for the huge announcement. This is something I frankly never thought would happen. If you've been with me for a while, you know one of the things that I am horrible at, I'm atrocious at, is writing. And frankly, I'm even worse at spelling. If you've ever interacted with me with email or text, there is a very good chance I have misspelled 5 words in the sentence. It's that bad. So, I've always thought about taking one rental at a time in creating a newsletter. It's always been one of my visions to take our weekly conversations, put together a newsletter, because some people consume video, some people consume newsletters. And I've always wanted to, but it's always been just too much work for me to do. As you guys know, I've been working with Lance Lambert from originally Fortune. Now he's the CEO and founder of Resi Club. During our conversation a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know what? I want to help you with that newsletter. So yesterday, the huge announcement was Lance Lambert and Resi Club, partnered with One Rental at a Time, are going to be releasing something called the Zuber Letter. Yes, folks, you can go to zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com. Just put in your email, you will get the free newsletter going forward. Lance and I and team are still actively working on it. I'm sure we'll go through many formatting issues. Let us know what you like and what you don't like. But again, if you want to support the channel, you want to get on the newsletter, you want to see what Lance and I, what One Rental at a Time and Resi Club can do together, go to zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com. And then finally, folks, we've got a couple of people to congratulate. Yes, folks, people are still doing deals in this market. Christopher, congratulations on getting your next deal. And Stefan, congratulations on getting your next deal, folks. Again, folks, if you have got your first deal, you get a gold card. Every other card, your next deal would be a black card. And yes, folks, I did create, where did I put it? A purple card. Oh, you can't see it on screen. We created some purple cards. If you happen to be stuck, analysis paralysis, you need to write your first, you need to write your first offer. Not get your first deal, you need to write your first offer. I will send you one of those as well. So again, folks, do me a favor. Several thousand of you watch this every day. Please go to zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com, zuberletter.com. Give your email and always give feedback, which I know you guys will do. Take care. Have fun. Later.